Hi, this is Evander the Holy Fear, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander the Holy Fear.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
And yes, the Macho Man headed into the WWE Brother Hall of Fame. All right, so last weekend, it's been a couple days since the last show, 7 days to be exact, since the last time we were on this network talking sports. A lot happened over the weekend.
Tends to be like that.
And I don't know which is a bigger story. Well, I do know which is a bigger story because the NFL was the biggest thing in the U.S. of A. But what is a bigger story to you? Pete Carroll and the buffoonery of last Sunday, or Anderson Silva testing positive in his, well, it was really before the MMA fight, but Anderson Silva testing positive.
The bigger story is the Anderson Silva saga because the, in my opinion, Pete Carroll decision was not buffoonery.
What?
No, not at all. I have zero problem with how he made his play calling. Zero problem.
I have.
Would you like me to explain why?
No.
Then why should I ask?
I just asked which was a bigger story. No, I don't want you to explain because it was buffoonery because it didn't work. And yes, Pete Carroll has said, if it would have worked, if it would have been a better pass, the pass was awful. Okay?
Okay.
If it would have been a better pass, then the Rocket would have made the catch. And Hasselbeck on ESPN has said it wasn't an awful call. It was awful execution.
It was bad execution. You also have to look on the other side of the ball. It was a good job done by the defense, too, because, A, they're there. That's what they're paid to do. They're paid to keep that from happening. The wide receiver, he's paid to catch the ball. The quarterback, he's paid to throw the ball. So, yes, these are all professionals. If this play works, then he's a genius because he fooled the defense to thinking that he was going to hand it off to Marshawn Lynch.
Let me ask you a question.
The best running back in the
NFL. Let me ask you a question. Better yet, Ed, let me ask you a question. Ed, are you available just to ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me ask you a quick question. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2002 are at the one-yard line to win a Super Bowl with 30 seconds left. What play are they going to run?
Depends on who's coaching. Is it Chucky?
Yeah, we'll say 0-2. Chuck is coaching.
I think Chucky would try some sort of a pass, tell you the truth.
I don't think he'd have any confidence.
And I agree. I don't think the call was bad because they were trying to go with the concept that he thought everybody would be looking for the run, which they were absolutely right. The problem was, is nobody wants to admit what really happened. What happened is Russell Wilson threw a bad pass. If that pass is where it's supposed to be, low around the ankles in front of his wide receiver, then they either catches it or it gets knocked down. He threw it too high. It could have bounced in the air, whatever. You don't throw that pass high. He didn't get the ball down, but nobody wants to throw him under the bus.
Well, and it's not just Russell Wilson, both of you guys. It was also the wide receiver that was next to Rocket, I don't know who it was supposed to push his defensive player back further, which would have pushed the other defensive corner back. He wouldn't have been in a position to pick it off. So it was awful execution by the wide receivers and by Russell Wilson. But I still say, and I'm going to say it until the 2 days after I'm dead, you hand the ball off to the number one running back in the NFL.
personal opinion.
Well, of course.
But they still had two more downs after that, too. So,
well, and that's why you run the ball. You know, I can't comprehend Pete Carroll saying, and we didn't expect the play to work, and if then when it didn't work, we would have ran the ball. Run the ball. You have the timeout. You have plenty of time. If they stop, and let's be honest, entire world listening, the fact that five times the Seattle Seahawks had the ball, I don't know about first and goal, but on the 1 yard line, and only one time did Beast Mode get in. So I understand it may not have happened, but you have to go with what got you there. You have hand the ball off, see if he just got 4 yards down to the one. I think it was awful, but one guy that's pretty pumped about it will be coming up in about 24 minutes. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer and not one but two-time Super Bowl champion Jonathan Casillas at the bottom of the hour. So he's going to tell you that it was a great play call.
Absolutely.
Everything about it was awesome. And
great choice.
I am extremely happy for him. We are trying to get a hold of Steve Savanu for this week's Audio Technica update. As always, my dyslexia kicks in. Wrong numbers, so I'm going to have to research that out and get it while you and I kind of converse. The other big story, I'm biting my tongue for a second. Number 99 of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Warren Sapp. I don't have any issues with what he did in calling 1-900-CALL-A-HOOKER.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. I think it's ludicrous that that's against the law. I think it's ludicrous that anybody gets in trouble for selling or buying.
Okay.
It's the part after that. Obviously, something serious happened because some people are saying that it was gold diggers. They knew it was Warren Sapp, whatever. But
he's kind of hard to miss.
Something is definitely wrong when the Phoenix police put out, we are coming after the prostitutes, because Super Bowl, they fly in. The women of the night, women of the day, all the women fly into the Super Bowl and make their money for those 2 week period. Or week period, depending on, you know, where the Pro Bowl is or whatever. So for them to put out, we are going to get you, for the ladies to go to the police and say, hey, I was hooking and this just happened, you know that there's an issue. Warren Sapp has since been let go by the NFL Network. Warren Sapp's Bud Light commercial has been pulled. Mm-hmm. Life is as he knows it for the time period. I think he will eventually get a job again on another network. He will find employment.
It'll take some time, but he is a Hall of Famer. He is a Super Bowl champ. He'll be okay. He'll come out of the other side of this. I won't say he's smelling like a rose, but he will.
Well, he'll be smelling like something.
Life will go on. Why? Why?
Why? Why did he do it?
Yeah, why do it in the first place? Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't his girlfriend leave like the night before?
Yeah, just left.
Yeah. As I'm saying, why?
Ex-girlfriend.
Now. So, yeah. Why put yourself in this situation? He's not exactly the most liked person in the world. He's not exactly the most liked person in the football world. Why put yourself in a position? He's been dealing with fame, for lack of a better word, for a while now. He knows people are going to be gunning for him.
Wouldn't you think? I'm going to put
be careful with the think word.
I know. I'm going to put myself. I'm going to pretend I am number 99 for a second. And everybody knows that I have defended 99. 99 has done things with me in the past. I haven't had many issues with some of the buffoonery. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to use that word. That 99 has allegedly done. I'm going to put myself in 99 shoes for a second. I'm going to call 1-900 whoever.
Okay.
They're going to show up at the door. I don't know when they decided to leave. I'm going to overpay, not argue and underpay.
Right. He can afford it.
Well, we don't know that because supposedly he's bankrupt, but that's beside the point.
So why is he paying for it?
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why is he paying for
it. If he doesn't have money for it, if he doesn't have money at all, why put yourself in a position? Why make the phone call in the first place? You can't afford it.
I'm okay with it for this reason. you're not necessarily, this is somebody once told me this, and I love this. I love this explanation, and it makes sense. When somebody with power, somebody with money, somebody with notoriety, the reason they call 1-900, get over here quick, is not, they're not paying them to come over. They're paying them to leave. There's no long-term relationships. There's no, so they're not necessarily paying for, and they are paying for the sex. We know that, but I'm saying they're not, but the thing is they're paying them to leave and not come back. So you overpay, you start an argument in nickel and dime, and you know what? Here's an extra 50. Get the hell out of here. Here's an extra 100. I'll get to call you the limo. The whole object is you don't want people to know. So why would you argue?
Pay extra for discretion. Why make the phone call in the first place?
I'm okay with making the phone call.
Okay, it doesn't matter if you're okay or not with whether he did it. The whole point is, why put yourself in the position in the first place? Take morals out of it. Whether you think it's morally right, morally wrong, doesn't matter. Why put yourself in a position where hate is gonna hate?
He was lonely.
For 30 minutes? When did she leave? His ex-girlfriend, that is.
I believe it was the night before.
So,
man's got needs. No?
No.
I thought the man had needs.
Well, I'm sure he has needs, but that ain't the way to take care of them.
So now, you know who gets, well, I almost used the, I won't use that word because it's kind of ironic with this situation, but now the guy who gets shafted the most is the dude who walks in and he gets his house totally redone by Bud Light.
Right?
Right? Yeah. He's the one that, oh, Warren Sapp, Buccaneer fan. Now gone. Now off. All right, let's get back to the big MMA news. And that's the fact that for the third time, Nick Diaz tests positive for marijuana.
Yeah, that I don't think that part is considered
shocking.
Is he done fighting?
He says he is.
He went to Instagram. He did well. He said it and he didn't say it. It was in a hashtag.
Cryptid. Well, they always encrypt all that crap.
It was hashtag done fighting, and of course, done is D-U-N. So. Good, bad, doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. I could care less, but he's done until somebody else comes up and offers him $400,000 to fight.
Does he go to one of the other organizations?
Or the UFC. Steve's ready. I found the number. You know, either or. You know, yeah, if somebody comes up and offers Nick Diaz $400,000, he'll fight again. The Anderson Silva thing, does this taint the legacy of the former GOAT, the greatest of all time, Anderson Silva? We'll talk more about that. Jonathan Casillas coming up here momentarily. But before the break, real quick, let's welcome to the program. It's the Every Other Week Audio Technica interview. Steve Savanu, how are you?
Good, Randy. How are you doing?
Not too bad. A little chilly. I'm still in my shorts and flip-flops, but a little chilly for me.
Well, I'm in my mucklucks and my big furry coat.
I just like to always give you the weather update before we get into the nuts and bolts of Audio Technica. That's all.
You know, someday it's going to be warmer up here than it is down in Tampa, and I'm going to gloat considerably. But it'll probably be in the middle of the summer, and we won't want it to be that hot.
Yeah, for that one day, I will take all the gloating that you want to give.
Absolutely.
What product are we talking about today, Steve?
Today we're talking about the ATH AX5IS over-the-ear headphones for smartphones. And these are part of our Sonic Fuel line because, you know, like we say, music is the energy for life, the fuel for your heart and soul, and we've got the Sonic Fuel headphones. And these are pretty cool.
Yeah, I have the product. We're giving it away tonight, as we always do, at 11:59:59. I'm checking it out, and obviously the first thing that sticks out, it may not be the most important thing, but the one, the box I'm looking at, it's got that red tone on it, which I certainly like.
Yep. Well, you know, the cool thing about these headphones is they've got a 40-millimeter driver. These are over-the-ear versus the in-ear phones we've talked about a lot. And they're going to give you that premium sound. They're going to be a good, you know, solid low end, but yet you're still going to get the clear highs. And the other thing is we've really put some real cushioned ear pads on these guys, both ear pads and the headband. So, you know, someone that wants to wear these while they're working out or someone that wants to just wear these in general all day long while they're studying or whatever, they're great, they're comfortable, they're a good-looking headphone as well.
Well, and the other option, part of this particular headphone, and we've talked about some of these in the past, is the cord. This isn't one of those cords that's going to get all tangled up and, you know, be a pain in the butt.
Yep, believe it or not, we went to a flat type cord. And, you know, the deal is you reach into your bag, you pull out your headphones, and for some reason, those cables, when you put them in your bag, they just like to tangle up just to drive you crazy. But our flat, tangle-free cord eliminates that problem. And, of course, like all the IS versions, these guys have the universal inline controller that lets you answer and end calls, adjust volume, play, pause, and skip music and videos with any compatible smartphone and listening device, whether it be the iPod or the Galaxy devices or all those really cool phones that are out there from CES 2015.
Awesome. It is an absolute awesome product. We've talked about it before. We talked about it, you know, at the CES. Where can people get more information? Where can they purchase?
You can buy these at shopaudiotechnica.com on our website. Our website is www.audio-technica.com. There's a product profile page with all kinds of information on these guys, and you can buy them right on the website.
Before we let you go, give me your thoughts on last Sunday's Super Bowl.
Well, you know, I have to say, I'm a big Super Bowl commercials fan, but it was really a good game up until the brawl at the end that I thought I was watching a hockey game.
Well, there was a couple good takedowns. Gronkowski, you know, had a couple really good takedowns. He had a single leg, so that was all good. What did you think of the commercials?
You know, for the most part, there were some commercials that were a little kind of creepy. You know, I like to watch Super Bowl commercials and have a good laugh, and there were some that were really funny. There were some that were kind of unnerving, and hopefully that's not a new trend because I've been recording the Super Bowl for the commercials since 1986 for my collection. And this year was kind of interesting.
Do you think GoDaddy, and I don't even know if you saw the commercial because it got pulled before the Super Bowl, the commercial that they had, and they're now getting out before the Super Bowl. Look at all the conversation, all the publicity GoDaddy has gotten for the awful commercial that they ran.
Well, you know, it's interesting because GoDaddy's known for doing some kind of a marketing play with the forbidden or banned commercial, and they pulled the one commercial that they said was not acceptable by the Super Bowl, and then, you know, they play this kind of a simple commercial, and it did. It worked very well for them because they got lots of conversation. Everybody's talking about GoDaddy.
Yeah, that was an awful commercial. As a fairly recent puppy owner, we've now had the puppy about 3 years, it was awful. You know, and I might not have thought that before I had the dog, but yeah, now it's totally awful. But there's always next year.
Always next year. It's always good. It was a great game. The commercials were actually pretty funny once they kind of got into it. But there were some that were kind of unnerving this year, and that was kind of interesting. A whole new approach, I guess.
Steve, thank you very much for your time. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds good, Randy. Take care.
All right, that's Steve Savanu, everybody. You have until 11:59 tonight to register for the ATH AX5IS. It is an awesome product. Start registering now. We're going to go hit a quick break. In about 12 minutes or so, two-time Super Bowl champion Jonathan Casillas coming up soon.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. and we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
So you probably think fairs are just rides, games, and food, right? At the 111th Florida State Fair, you'll get that and many more ways to discover the fun. You'll see arts and crafts, Cracker Country Living History Museum, and concerts from performers like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Fifth Dimension. Learn and reflect at the Wall That Heals Vietnam Memorial and the 9/11 Never Forget exhibit. The Florida State Fair, February 5th through 16th, a timeless tradition full of surprises. Save on advance admission and armbands now at Walgreens or FloridaStateFair.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Okay, a lot still to get to, but first, do you like the lore of speed and the finest in luxury? Then come to the Festivals of Speed, presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, March 8th in Vinoy Park, downtown St. Petersburg. Festivals of Speed is the gathering of the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, watercraft, and luxury brands. Names like Porsche, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, and others will all be on display. For more information, visit festivalsofspeed.com or call 352-385-9450. That's festivals with an S of speed.com. Pretty cool thing that's coming up. You going to go out to that this year?
Am I invited?
Sure. You want to go?
When is it?
I believe I just said it is March 8th.
Let's see.
Spring training time.
Yeah, pitchers, catchers report in 2 weeks.
I went. I was at Bright House Networks Field yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Anybody out there yet?
Home of the Phillies. Some guys were out there. Sandberg, the whole boys are out there. We're going to have some Philadelphia Philly swag to give away.
Swag.
So it's very cool. We are also going to be giving away some swag from athleteoriginals.com. I will jump on during the next break, which since we were behind, we'll hit another break here in a few moments. And we will give away a POV 52 swag from Athlete Originals. Just you're going to need to go to their website. Do you want to do first?
There's a lot on there.
First email, or do you want to do the drawing like we always do?
Let's do first this time.
Well, again, you know, now that we're on iTunes and stuff, people have the opportunity to listen at a later time.
Oh, fair enough.
Big news, we're on iTunes. All right, so we'll just say
let's do the drawing.
Okay, we'll do a drawing. We will do it on Sunday, so we'll give you, a good 2 days.
11:59:59.
This is what I'll do. Because you said the first one, and I overruled you.
Mm-hmm.
The first person who does get the email in will get two bonus entries.
Okay.
So then they'll have three. Entries in the little barrel of monkeys.
Cool.
And
so it does pay to be first.
Do you know what barrel of monkeys is? Or are you too young for that?
No, that was an old,
very old game. It was a plastic little monkeys.
And they hung on the side.
And they hung, and you got to reach in and kind of bring them out. I won the barrel of monkeys in the third grade for having the best Halloween costume.
High five! Good for you.
Want to know what the costume was?
Not really, but you're going to tell us anyway.
Well, it's as bad as the stuff you do in competitions.
I don't do bad things anytime.
You don't wear clothes.
I wear board shorts.
That's very little clothes. How's that?
It's clothing.
I won the Barrel of Monkeys by being the best looking girl in the Halloween party.
Yeah, yours is worse.
Yes.
Anderson Silva, former GOAT, tested positive for androstenedione and dristanolone, two performance enhancing drugs, anabolic steroids. So you are giving him absolutely zero credit now. You have written him off, and that's it. That's all.
No. I'm not. It's going to taint the legacy of Anderson Silva. There is no doubt.
What if the sample B comes back and it's clean?
How does that happen?
I don't know enough about their testing policies.
Next Thursday on Knockout Radio, let's try to get some kind of medical professional on that can explain how test A is positive, yet test B is not.
Right.
How does it get tainted? How does... I've got problems. I'm going to have problems either way. If it tests positive, then here's what... Because it has happened before, where A is positive and B is negative, and then they wash their hands of it.
Kung Lee, right?
Then why do you report on test A until you test B?
I think the individual has to request that sample B be tested.
What moron would not request test B to be tested if test A says it's positive?
Right.
Even if you know you took the product.
Hey, in case it says no.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So the problem with this, just like the Kung Lee, he is now going to be tainted with this positive test, even if it comes back negative on the B sample. Because the first sample, there's always going to have people in the back of their mind saying, but sample A was positive. And look who the person is. And look how Dana White's already said, hey, until it comes back, and he's still going to coach the Ultimate Fighter. And you know,
are you okay with that?
Again.
Everything still being as is, because technically the only information that we have is not one but two different PEDs were found in his sample.
And you don't think this taints his legacy? You don't think this taints who he was? You're never going to replace the fact that some people called him the greatest of all time. Some people still do. I don't. But it's not going to change the fact that he was the GOAT 2 years ago.
Right.
That will always be there. But now for people that still said he's the greatest of all time, is he still the greatest of all time with a test coming back positive? Now, I know we're running out of time. We've got to get to the break before Jonathan Casillas, but I know what you're thinking. I know you before you know you.
Okay.
You're saying my GOAT in mixed martial arts is John Jones, who also just tested positive.
Okay, I wasn't going that direction, but for the sake of this conversation, that's exactly what I was thinking. You read my mind.
I'm speechless that I can read minds like this. It's a different drug.
It is.
Cocaine wasn't a performance-enhancing drug. It was just a stupid drug that you took because you and the boys did it.
Which is arguable, depending on who you're talking to.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, because
right now, there are no rules for it. Bottom line.
Right, well, I don't. No. I don't. There are rules for it. Cocaine is against the law.
Within the
rule,
athletic commission.
Well, and no, cocaine is still against the law. If you would have tested positive for cocaine
in competition,
right? Or you know, after the fact, like Nick Diaz tested positive for marijuana after, then he would have been guilty for it. But it's all mind-boggling. And again, let's go back to that. Why was that reported? I think John Jones has a hell of a lawsuit, and I think they go after it. Don't tell me Malky's not going to go after a lawsuit.
Why not?
I think he will. All right, we are at the bottom of the hour. If everything goes as planned, Jonathan Casillas is off of Beacon Street. He's off of, I wish I knew all that, Boylston Street in Boston. He's away from Bunker Hill. How about that? And he is ready because he was at the party. He had the mic. He did Snow Angels in the confetti. Jonathan Casillas.
That one.
Celebrated like there was no other.
You're celebrating. We're not even off air.
I am giddy that Jonathan got another ring or is getting another ring. I am so happy for the guy that kind of got sent out of town. And now he's getting another ring. Along with Tim Wright, LeGarrett Blunt. Revis. And now Revis is going to get paid as well. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. When we return, hopefully, JC. I watch the world float to the dark side of the moon.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
So you probably think fairs are just rides, games, and food, right? At the 111th Florida State Fair, you'll get that and many more ways to discover the fun. You'll see arts and crafts, Cracker Country Living History Museum, and concerts from performers like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Fifth Dimension. Learn and reflect at the Wall That Heals Vietnam Memorial and the 9/11 Never Forget exhibit. The Florida State Fair, February 5th through 16th, a timeless tradition full of surprises. Save on advance admission and armbands now at Walgreens or FloridaStateFair.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
From the strong side, looking for them big hits. When you speak of 52, you talking about a highlight clip. Office running scared, screaming, can you come and free us? We tired of being hit by Mr. Jonathan Casillas. Born and raised in Jersey, then he took it to Wisconsin. And one time for them Badgers, cause you know they keep it popping. Started with New Orleans and ended up in Tampa. Now we battle with them Carolina and even Atlanta. Now can I get a pick? Better yet, make that a pick six. And watch them cannons fire when you take the rock. The stick. We need another chip. Man, it's time for us to re-up. And we gon' make it happen with the homie Jay Casillas. Come on. We need another chip. Man, it's time for us to re-up. And we gon' make it happen with the homie Jay Casillas. We need another chip. Man, it's time for us
to re-up. I certainly miss playing that. We do need to update it because it says end in Tampa Bay. No, it ends, or at least for the time being, in New England. On the phone with us right now, not one, but two-time Super Bowl champ, Jonathan Casillas. JC, how are you?
I'm great, man. How's it going, Randy?
I'll tell you what, as much as I miss playing that recording every other week during our show, I am so happy and so excited for you.
Thank you, man. It's truly a blessing, man. You know, although you know I love being in Tampa and I love playing with those guys down there, you know, I'm fortunate and very blessed to be in a situation, you know, to compete for a chance to win the Super Bowl and then then go ahead and winning it, man. It's surreal right now, you know.
We're going to go in backwards. Instead of talking about first, you know, the move up to New England and then talking through the playoffs, and then I want to talk to you about, you know, the Snow Angels and everything else that you did. Give me your thoughts with 20 seconds left in the game.
Cool. I mean, the two plays leading up to Malcolm Butler's interception, was the bobble, the deflection with the bobble catch on the sideline, which I actually prematurely celebrated because Malcolm Butler was also on that play, and he made an amazing acrobatic play in tipping the ball, and so happened that the ball fell right back into the hands of the receiver and cursed, and I actually turned around and celebrated and then looked up at the scoreboard and saw that he caught the ball. And then the next play was Marshawn Lynch run, which was like 4 yards, put them on the 2 yard line. And I was like, holy crap, this is not good right now. I was nervous. Of course I was nervous. And I mean, I'm fully confident in the ability of our whole entire team, but with those, you know, two plays that happened, and it, you know, it's kind of to recall, I wasn't, you know, in New England when it happened, but you know, when they played the Giants and the Tyree catch on the helmet, it was like deja vu. I was like, what is going on here? And, you know, that kid made an amazing play, Michael Butler, man. He really came up big for, you know, not only his teammates and his coaches, but, you know, for the whole Patriot and New England nation, man.
Do you remember the exact thought when Malcolm Butler picks that ball off? He falls down at the 1.5 yard line. Give me your reactions as you now know the chance of you getting a second ring is now going to happen.
Oh man. Well, I mean, once he caught the ball, I knew it was over. I knew it was done. I knew the game was done, and I was about at midfield, somewhere around there. I was actually supposed to be in one of those packages for the goal line, but so happens I wasn't. But good I wasn't, because I don't know if I could have made the play that Malcolm Butler did. But I went to tears, man. I literally went to tears. I looked up in the air and just, you know, I feel like I got people looking over me, man. My grandfather, you know, my late friend Eric Andrews. You know, I felt like it was just, you know, it was something over me, man, something over the team, you know, just helping us get there. And, you know, I went to tears. I was just straight tears, man. And then, you know, started hugging guys and giving chest bumps and other guys with tears, you know. But there's tears of joy, of course, you know, and just unbelievable happiness and, you know, victory at the end of an amazing journey. And, you know, victory at the highest level, you know, in any sporting event, you know, it was truly, you know, breathtaking, and you know, I was glad I didn't fall to my knees. You know what I mean? I mean, it was that powerful.
Now, one of the big prop bets in Las Vegas is what color will the Gatorade be that's dumped on the winning coach? Did you know it was blue, and did you know that you were going to be able to be one of those people that got to wet Bill Belichick?
I wish I did, man. I heard about that bet too, but I wish I did, man. You know, it's just crazy how things worked out, like, with the whole, you know, game coming to a conclusion. The post-game, I was, you know, being JC, I guess you would call it, man. You know, I took full advantage of, you know, being experienced at winning the Super Bowl, you know. And the first thing that happened, Chandler Jones grabbed the Gatorade by himself, and he tried to put it above his head. And, I mean, a full a bucket of Gatorade is extremely heavy, and it's awkward to carry. So I helped him with it, you know. And then right when you know, the coaches embraced Bill and the OC embraced, you know, it was like, let's go, and we dumped it. And, I mean, it was in my eyes. I know it was in Bill's eyes because he couldn't see. And I'm looking like, please don't look at me and be mad at me because I burned your eyes, because my eyes are burning, so I know how you feel right now. And then after the whole Gatorade thing, you know, the confetti falling, and then you mentioned it earlier, I dove on the ground and did my confetti angels, man. And, you know, it's like we're all little kids, you know, us running around with our parents. And so people had their kids out there. Jay did come, but you know, I had my mom and my dad, so family was present. And like I said, man, it was like, you know, Christmas Day, and you finally got the thing you've been waiting for like 2 years.
We are talking to two-time Super Bowl champion Jonathan Casillas, formerly the host of the JC POV 52 show. Can you compare the Super Bowl that you won with the Saints to what just happened last Sunday?
I mean, you can compare it, but it's totally different things. You know, the event and you know, the overall emotional and you know, effect that it has on you is comparable, but, you know, it's two different things. It was, you know, one was in Miami, one was in Phoenix, two different teams, two different conferences, you know, two different quarterbacks. Hey, I mean, has a lot of similarities, but, you know, one thing about this journey with the New England Patriots this year, you know, I wasn't there for the beginning. You know, I wasn't there through the two-a-days, you know, not two-a-days, but, you know, through training camp. And, you know, I wasn't there for the beginning. So I embraced the journey. You know, even though when I got there, I got thrown in the fire. And, you know, I played right away and, you know, made a pretty immediate impact. From New Orleans, I was playing from game three. You know, I was there as a rookie in OTAs and rookie minicamp and training camp. And there were actually two-a-days back then. So I lived the whole journey, you know, of the Super Bowl run. You know, this year was two different journeys. You know, I lived the Buccaneers journey for the first eight games, and then, you know, for the final eight, I lived at the Patriots. So it was that big difference that, you know, kind of had a little effect. But I still feel the same way about being a Super Bowl champion, a highlight of not only my life, but in history, you know. And that kid, Malcolm Butler, man, everybody's talking about Pete Carroll's decision to call that play. Let's be honest. Pete Carroll has done an amazing job with those Seattle Seahawks. I mean, they have great talent over there. He's brought the necessary guys in. And for a team that is really simple, they're not complex at all in any type of way or fashion, to be as dominant as they are. I mean, you got Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, you know, the likes of these quarterbacks going against a team that lines up in, you know, the same look every time. You know, they know what they're going to do. And usually these type of quarterbacks destroy teams like that. They just pick them apart. And Seattle dominates quarterbacks. And, you know, for Tom to play the way he played, even though it wasn't a perfect game, but, I mean, to play a perfect game against Seattle, I mean, that's never going to happen. You know, they're that good of a team. They're that well coached by Pete Carroll. And, you know, for him to be criticized about that call takes away from the play that kid made. That was an amazing play. You watch it, the break was right on time. He got there the same time the ball did, and he dislodged the ball and caught the ball at the same time. I mean, like, everybody dreams of plays like that, and to be at the highest level, I mean, like I said, the whole thing is just so surreal.
Talk about, I've heard many stories about Tom Brady. I've had some friends that have gone up there, Russ Hochstein, who is in all of the TV commercials with Tom Brady. And, you know, he made demands, but he said, if you want me in the commercial, the entire offensive line has to be in the commercial, with him giving the MVP truck to Butler. Talk about Tom Brady and what it was like to get to know him over the past couple months.
Well, he's a true champion. You know, he's been to the big game six times. He has four rings now. You know, right when I stepped into the building, he was one of the first guys I seen. And, you know, he basically said, let's get ready to win some games now, right? You know, let me know that we win here. You know, that's what we do here as Patriots. You know, we win here. That's what we do, you know. And he's been, you know, him and Bill Belichick have been the two consistent parts of the winning success since, you know, 2000. And, you know, he's done a tremendous job year in and year out. You know, he is a playoffs every year, AFC contender every year, and, you know, he carries himself like a leader should, you know, like the man of the year for the NFL should. You know, he does an amazing job in setting the tone day to day, showing up, you know, early. You know, he's Drew Brees, like Tom Brady, Drew Brees. These are guys that, you know, if it wasn't for these guys on these Super Bowl teams, then these things wouldn't happen. And it's not just because they're good quarterbacks, because they're great men as well, and like great leaders. And, you know, he showed his true colors, and they came out, you know, last Sunday. And, you know, he's done it time in and time out.
Have you come down yet from the high of winning the game on Sunday? Or is that, again, it's now your second time, so, you know how long it'll take. Will it take a while for it to kind of sink in and then get back to reality?
I think you know, this is not my first rodeo. It's not, like, too overwhelming. You know, the first time around, I was a rookie. I didn't know anything. This is my first offseason, you know, as a professional player, and I'm a Super Bowl champion. I had no idea what that, you know, required and what that entitled me to. And, you know, I have a pretty good understanding of it now, so I'm not completely overwhelmed with things. But I also know, you know, these things come around once in a lifetime. In my case, two times a lifetime. Some people case, no time in a lifetime. So, you know, I understand that, and I will take full advantage of being a two-time champion. You better believe that, Randy.
Has that sunk in, Jonathan? You know, the fact you have more rings than Dan Marino, Peyton Manning. I'm sure there's many others that are not coming to my mind, but, you know, some of the biggest names in the sport, and you have two rings. It's awesome.
Unbelievable. I mean, I can't even put into words, you know. I'm a huge fan of the game. And, you know, when you are, you know, and you play in the game, you know, you respect champions. You know, you respect the Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning. You know, you respect the champions. You respect the guys that, you know, have the rings and that put in that work and knows what it's like to take that journey all the way to the end, being the final two teams left, overcoming difficult teams in the playoffs, and overcoming losses and getting blown out and responding from that. And, you know, just doing championship things you respect it so much. So for me to be on that in that book as a multiple Super Bowl, you know, winner, like I said, man, it's so surreal and it's very humbling. I can look back and, you know, tell my daughter and, you know, my future kids and my family that, you know, I did live, you know, and played in the NFL and lived, you know, in a great time of sports in general. And, you know, let's be honest, there's some shade thrown on the NFL this year with everything that happened, but, you know, NFL is still the number one sport in the country. You know, soccer is pretty dominant, you know, all over the world, but, you know, by far in the United States, you know, football is the, you know, the sport of the country. So, you know, being on that, that I am employed by the NFL, you know, like, every day it kind of hits you, you know, and that's what keeps people like myself in check and keep us humbled, you know, because we're a rare air, and if you don't realize that, then, you know, you're cheating the game and you're cheating the sport, I believe.
Okay, I need to ask you this. Have you signed an autograph yet that says two-time Super Bowl champ?
I have. I have. Actually, at the post-game party, and, you know, you know from Mason Foster, I'm a Ric Flair fan, you know, like Mason. Mason does shut when he makes sacks and tackles and interceptions. And I like Ric Flair. Ric Flair has, you know, rants when he goes off and says, you know, two-time, four-time world champion, da-da-da-da. And, you know, so after the game, you know, I was on my Ric Flair stuff, man. I was two-time world champion. And I kept on saying it. So, all my dad, my boy, Andre Dixon was there, my best friend, and my dad, my mom, you know, they were all calling me two-time world champion. And, you know, I was feeling it. I was feeling myself. You know, I was feeling the whole vibe. You know, I was definitely excited about the game, you know, but it's just amazing, Randy. Like, I wish you could know this experience, man. You know, I know you've been around sports all your life, and, you know people like that, you know, Super Bowl champions, and you know myself and, you know, guys that's been around the league for a long time. But, you know, I wish you can feel like what this is, man. It's unbelievable, man. And, you know, it's crazy because I want to do it again. You know, I want to get another ring. I got two, but I'm greedy. I want to get another one.
Well, since you kind of said that you want another one, any thoughts on where you're going to be next year?
You know, I would like to be with New England. And I'm not trying to be politically correct or anything. You know, that's just me telling the truth. You know, when I was in Tampa, I really felt like that was the best place for me to be. And I think New England is a good fit for me as well. You know, I think they'll use me accordingly. And that's not a bad thing because New England rotates their guys more than any team I've really ever been around. And, you know, I'm confident that if I remain in New England, I'll play. And I have a great role. You know, I like the role I had this year. And, you know, I helped them win some games. You know, I think I played fairly well. And, you know, it's a business, though, at the end of the day. So right. If I'm not there, you know, it'll be disappointing. But at the same time, I have to look forward to the new place I'm going to because I've been on, you know, three teams now in the last 3 years, you know, and even though I've only been on three teams, but I have been on three teams the last 3 years. So, you know, if I change teams, that's four teams in 4 years. So, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that because I'm, you know, still continuing my career. But at the same time, you know, me as a person, as a veteran, you know, as a man, as a businessman, as a family man, as a father, as a son, you know, I would like security, you know, and if New England can provide me with that security, you know, I would love to stay in New England. My family's close. Jade can come anytime she wants to, and you know, it's a winning environment. Hopefully, Tom Brady will stick around and and we can win some games. But you know, I would like to be there, man. I get used to the cold, but you know, I played about 7 games in really, really, really cold weather, so I think I'm all right now.
Plenty of stuff I'd like to talk to you about. I'm going to save it for another time. But before I let you go, when is your charity event coming up? Are you going to do that again in 2015?
Yeah, I just have to, you know, after the ball, like, I haven't done anything. You know, I got like 1,000 unanswered emails, most of them from social media stuff, you know, Twitter and Facebook. But there's some important stuff in there that I haven't got to yet. So hopefully, you know, stuff is, if it's time important, it's not like coming up anytime soon and I'm missing out on some deadlines, stuff like that. You know, but I've been so focused, you know, and so, you know, caught up in, you know, not only preparing for the Super Bowl, but then, you know, getting my family ready to get down there. And then, you know, I got to get myself ready to move out of Boston. So it's a lot of things that go into, you know, going a month and a half after the season's over, you know, playing more football. And, you know, there's some preparation that you have to do for the offseason. You know, it's just like preparation you got to do for, you know, for the season. You got to do preparation for the offseason. You know, you got to change environments, make sure, you know, you got the right clothes on for the different climates, and make sure your car is shipped, your furniture, your dog, you know, a lot of things that go into it. So, needless to say, I'm a little busy, you know, but as you know me, one thing I like to do during the offseason, I like to dedicate myself to giving back. And, you know, I think I got a lot of big things in store that I've been brainstorming throughout the season. And I think this would be my most proactive year with charity. And, you know, I'm on that pedestal now. And like I said before, like I told you in the past, you know, I feel like, you know, the position I'm in, you know, I think we are in debt to do things like giving back and helping out and just being around to make a positive influence on different people. I think it's, you know, I think that's our job as well as being on the field and entertaining people.
Well, definitely keep me informed. Anything that we can do and I can do, I'd like to come up, maybe broadcast from the event up there if you do it again in New Jersey. And, you know, stay in touch. I'm sure you'll see all my tweets. They're coming.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate you staying in contact with me, man. You know, I hear from you. You check in about every week, man. That's much love, man, and much appreciated.
Well, you meant a lot to the Tampa Bay area. You meant a lot to me personally. And, you know, I've said this on the show before, and I didn't say it to you. I don't root for teams. I root for players. I rooted for the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl, and that's all because of number 52.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much, bro.
All right. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Jonathan.
All right. Good talking to you, Randy.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Jonathan Casillas, everybody. We are going to give away one of the POV 52 shirts from Athlete Originals. All you have to do is go to the website. Hopefully the contact page is working. And send from the contact page at knockoutradio.com, what is the color of the first shirt on the Jonathan Casillas page on athleteoriginals.com? Was that direct and to the point? Was that confusing?
It was succinct.
Everybody on board?
It's great.
Are you reading what I'm saying?
I'm picking
I'm reading
you
your
down.
Mind? Are you reading, listening
you
to what
are
I'm reading?
Reading my mind.
All you have to do to register to win the Jonathan Casillas POV 52 shirt is, you know what, I'm even going to change it. You can get any shirt you want from athleteoriginals.com. But to register, you need to go to athleteoriginals.com, go to the Jonathan Casillas page, and tell me the color of the shirt, because there's numerous colors, of the very first shirt, top left. What is it? Send it to us through the contact page at knockoutradio.com. That easy.
Bing, bang, boom.
Jonathan brought up soccer. Have you seen the commercial with Landon Donovan?
No.
Oh, my God. You have to see it.
I know. I absolutely love it.
It's for the
soccer and Landon Donovan.
What is it? The Apple Pay or whatever I think it is. So it's like a pickup team.
Okay.
A soccer pickup team, and he's sitting there, and the coach comes out, and he's giving out the shirts, and he goes, Donvan, here's your shirt. Uh-huh. He goes, you got the money for it? Can you afford it? And Landon goes, yeah, I think I can. But I'm, all right, done. So then the coach goes, now remember, Blow is the star of the team. Make sure you get the ball to him. And then he does some, you know, fantastic kick in the air and behind the back, kicks it over to the guy who drops it and doesn't know what he's doing. The game's going on. And then the coach goes, all right, Don Van, you ready to get? And he starts to stand up. He goes, no, I was only kidding. Sit back down. It's pretty good.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Tonight, the one-third of the Talking Sports Knockout Radio team will be in Atlanta.
One-third?
What's that mean?
One person, one-third.
Right. That would be one-third, right?
You're right.
Is my math off?
No, you are 100% right.
Why is that funny?
Because it's one person. You're making it sound like it's like a group of 50.
One-third of the Knockout Radio team is in Atlanta covering the game of the year.
Covering.
Is this not the game of the year?
For who?
This is the NBA game of the year. Number one in both conferences are playing?
I would say the game of the year is probably going to be in the NBA playoffs.
No, I'm saying this is the game of the year.
Okay.
Because Atlanta, according to the experts, is not going to be in the finals.
Okay.
They still believe that Chicago is going to find a way to get in. I don't think it's Cleveland. I think Cleveland still don't have their crap together. I mean,
it's going to take a little bit more time. It's more of
feeling out process. It's going to take some time.
Yeah. Actually, Sean and I were talking about a little bit. The Spurs are the best team, not because they have the best players, but they have the best system. They have all the right players to fit in all of the positions and the way the team works. And Cleveland, it's all of the best of the best.
He just has the best player.
And everybody's trying to do the same thing, and you can't make the team run as efficiently. Everybody's got to find their role.
If chicken fried curry stays healthy, have you seen that commercial? You haven't seen that commercial either?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that one.
If Curry and was it Thompson, if those two guys can stay, you know, healthy, you know, Thompson scored 53.
Mm-hmm.
Curry scored, I think it was 51 or 52 the other night. When Mo Cheeks, better known as Mo Buckets, had
Mo Cheeks, 17.
You know, Mo Cheeks was the former Philadelphia 76er.
Of course I knew that.
Okay. Sixers are okay.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Okay.
Back in the day. Mo Buckets. Where did Mo Buckets come from? Where did he come from? He came from St. Pete.
No, I think they came up with it on the Warriors. They started saying it in the locker room. I think that was...
We went in the locker room when... they were playing the Magic,
mm-hmm.
and Curry walks by and he said, Mo Buckets, everything good? I'm like, this is hilarious. So Maurice Spates, I almost said Cheeks again. Maurice Spates tonight in the Golden State Warriors, 1-1. I didn't realize, you know, that Atlanta not only is kicking ass and taking names, mm-hmm. for the first time in NBA history. Did you see what happened? The NBA announced the Player of the Month. Do you know who the NBA Player of the Month was?
Al Horford.
The entire starting five of the Atlanta Hawks. All five players.
I don't get it.
They named all five because they didn't lose the entire month of January. So they named all five January's Player of the Month.
So what? It was, they should have done.
They get one-fifth of the trophy.
One-fifth of each person.
It's only five people.
There you go. So it makes sense.
So they get one-fifth of it. So I do want to thank Jonathan Casillas for taking time out of making snow angels, confetti angels. He did it all. And it's funny because when he said he didn't know, my first reaction was, damn, one of my closest buddies just poured the Gatorade on. He couldn't have let me know that it was blue.
Heads up.
You know, which is the surprise about the prop bets. There was a prop bet, will Lenny Kravitz, who had 6 seconds on the halftime show, and Katy Perry kiss. Well, those two would know if they're going to do it. How can you make a bet? How can you make a prop bet like something like that where people will know whether it's going to happen or not? Which is why, you know, they used to have Survivor on the prop bets. And they had to take it off because people obviously knew. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Catch us on the downloads, which is available on iTunes now. How awesome is that? I want to thank Jonathan Casillas. Have a great weekend. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
See everybody next week.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay.